Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is your man, Darren Brown, the one and only DB, or the ODB, as my friends like to refer me. ODB. So, let's get right into it. Today's podcast will be about your spouse, your significant other, and the person you love, that you cuddle up with at night, that you just want to snuggle and love so much. I love you so much. Cuckoo-ca-choo. If I asked you a question, to answer this question with no hesitation in your heart of hearts, answer this question. And look, you're not in front of a judge or a jury, so no one's going to know. Let me ask you this question and answer this honestly. I swear if you don't answer this honestly, if you can't be real with yourself, then you know what? Just freaking jump off a cliff, seriously. And again, I'm not telling anybody to commit suicide, but you can jump off a cliff. Take that for however you want to take it. Is your partner financially boosting you up or holding you back? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself this question. Is my partner adding to me and helping me accomplish my goals and be good and great, or are they holding me back? And don't BS yourself. Don't BS yourself. Ask yourself, they don't make the money I make, but you know, they make up for it in other ways, or they don't do this, but you know, don't start with the excuses. Don't start with the excuses. What comes to your mind immediately when you think about that question is the real deal. They don't have to make what you make necessarily, or maybe you make more than them, maybe they make more than you. However, what are you doing to help your spouse or your significant other reach goals, become greater, and achieve a higher level of success? I mean, just ask yourself, when's the last time have you suggested for your spouse to read a book, to look up an investment, to attend a seminar, check out an article related to mental health, how we can eat better, eat cleaner? Like, how does your significant other make you better? If you're with the person, or you are the person, that doesn't make the other person better, honestly, like, come on, man. Come on. What are you good for? What are they good for? Be honest. One of the things that when I was single, I had to be honest with myself about is who makes me better and who holds me back. And no BS. Because we make BS excuses for some people. And in our heart of hearts, you can't lie to yourself. Because deep down in your heart of hearts, when you go to sleep at night, you know the truth. And I got to a point when I was single that, you know, hey, good looking guy, make good money, blah, 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 you know, achieve some level of success, I guess. But I know if it's a person that's making me better or not. And your spouse or your significant other, I'm just going to say spouse. And it can be boyfriend, girlfriend, or your partner. How about that? Your partner. Because, you know, some of you guys are gay, some are straight, some are married, some girlfriend, boyfriend. Partner, I think, covers everything, okay? Is my partner making me better or worse? And I'll tell you this. I've worked with a ton of people with my business. And you know what? Their number one problem is their spouse. There I go. I said it again. I mean partner. Their partner is on a totally different page than them when it comes to finance. And that makes this shit way harder. Way harder. When you're trying to get your money together and your finances are combined and you have one joint bank account and the other person is not working with you, I'm telling you right now, I'm not telling you to go out and get no divorce, obviously, but you better do something to separate yourself financially or try to get that person on board, because it's not going to happen. I can create the most perfect financial plan in the universe and it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You have to have somebody that's on board, that's supporting you, that is encouraging you, is helping you reach those goals, those financial goals. Now, I have a financial consulting business, so I'm talking more about on the financial side. Now, again, I'm not saying that, you know, your partner ain't shit or, you know, you suck or they suck. Because if you do, that's great. If you don't, I just don't care. But get with somebody that's on the same page as you if you're single. And if you're in a relationship, listen, man, get that person on board. Help that person to become better. And, hey, babe, check out this book. Hey, check out this seminar. I'm not saying go straight, you know, you don't got to go Steve Urkel with it, you know, but every once in a while, hey, what? Maybe we can do something better. Maybe we can cut down on alcohol. Maybe we hit the gym more. Maybe we can eat a little cleaner. Maybe we can, you know, go get a massage. Or maybe, hey, do we need to see a therapist? Or, you know, a lot of people need to see therapists. I'm just going to throw that out there, too. It's a whole lot of you people, all you listeners, that need to see some therapists. And you know it, too. Look, you don't got to lie to me. I'm just a guy on the podcast. You're lying to yourself. But anyway. But get with somebody that's going to make you better, man. Somebody's going to make you stronger, especially when it comes to finances. Again, I've worked with tons of people with my business, creating these budgets, and I'm telling you guys, if you do not get on the same page, it's not going to work. It's like having a bicycle and the tires are going opposite direction. One wheel wants to go forward, one wheel wants to go backward. Where are you going to go? You're not going nowhere. It's not going to work, especially if your finances are combined. Now, if your finances are combined and or not combined, you make individual progress. But overall, if you're married, you're still one financial unit. And hey, I'm just putting it out there. So I just wanted to make this podcast, let you guys know how important it is to have a spouse or a partner. I said I want to say partner and I keep saying spouse. Have a partner that is helping you fire on all cylinders. You know, that's really the rocket fuel in your tank. You know, you don't want a gas tank full of water. You know, you want some rocket fuel, you know, some jet fuel, some jet A, you know, you want some, you know, some, you know, whatever else kind of fuel they got that's really explosive or powerful, I don't know. But it's not going to work, man. I'm letting you know, no matter what you come up with, no matter what your strategy is, if your partner's not on board, it's not going to work. I can create the best plan for you. And you know what? You got to have your teammate on board. So I just wanted to put that out there because I've seen some couples that one person makes all the money and the other person spends all the money. Or one person makes much more than the other person. Or even if they make the same. You know, it's not about what you make. Like, I've seen people living check to check, the big six figures. $100,000 a year, six figures, living check to check. No kids. How about that? No kids. Terrible with money. I know several people like that. Good people. They're kind. Terrible with money. So no matter what I say, again, I'm just a guy on a podcast. Who am I? Do something to encourage and inspire your partner and set a standard for your partner to encourage and inspire you. I shouldn't be encouraging and inspiring you all the time. That's no good for me. What do I get out the deal? I'm just the one. Oh, I'm just your personal encouraging and inspiring personal. I'm a person. I'm just your personal, you know, positive ray of sunshine. You know? Nah, we're not kids. We're adults. So, you know, listen to this podcast and just think about it. Reflect on what I'm saying. Because I'm not lying. I'm calling it like it is. But if you have a partner, on the other hand, I like to keep these around 15 minutes. It seems like I've been averaging around 12. And that's a good little time for me to kind of get my point across. But if you do have that partner that is, you know, encouraging you to read, and you're the lazy piece of shit, then either A, your time is limited, or B, you need to be thanking them for what they bring to the table and for how they're encouraging, inspiring, and make sure they feel appreciated. Because I know, you know, in my personal relationship, you know, I get a ton of encouragement and inspiration from my partner, you know, but I make sure I thank her. I'm just like, oh, yeah, whatever. You know, we were listening to a TED Talk the other day about mental health, you know, and honestly, I didn't really feel like listening to TED Talk about mental health at the time, but I appreciated it because, you know what? This was a person that was encouraging me to listen to a TED Talk versus encouraging me to take another shot at the bar or to roll up some weed or to do something that is less productive and adds to me less and brings less value to me. So if you got that person in your life, that's a good person you need to hang on to. So again, this is your soul DB, venting, calling it like I see it, based off of my experience of being a financial consultant, just the way I see it. So you can like it, you can love it, you can hate it. Either way, it's all good. Well, I guess this is going to be a little bit of a short one today. Thanks so much, guys, for investing 10 minutes and 45 seconds with me. And we'll see you on the next one. Peace.